then the black students said we had a right to stay, that they had the right anyway, you know. And so I think the black students and people like Howard Fuller and different outside people like that, they got together and they done some talking, whatever. But we just prepared to leave.
With all your cattle and everything?
Yeah, we were told by the black students, you know, to not to leave. But then, you know, we told them from the beginning, we wasn't there for violence. We didn't want anybody, you know, being hurt or arrested or whatever. So we just told them we were going to leave. And that's when we were told that we could use the Baptist Student Union. And from there, where we went.
Was there a pretty large group of black students that wanted to stay in there?
Yeah, all of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm,
who convinced them?
Well, once we left, you know, we told them we were going to leave it, you know.
And they didn't?
They just, you know, they didn't really push us, but so far, because I think they knew, you know, they knew from the beginning that we were against violence. And you know, that sort of thing would have, you know, provoked violence. Mm-hmm. And so once the, you know, we told them we were, you know, going to clear out. Then, you know, they didn't, I guess they just didn't see any need. They started, I guess, trying to put some things together about where we could go from there and some things that we could do, you know, like that. We didn't have any really hassle with them about leaving, but I do know they did advise us that we didn't have to leave.
Do you remember a strong group of the black students thinking that the strike ought to stay pretty much an all-black thing, and that they really didn't need too much white support, or
there were some, that resented the white, but then, you know, we told
you think
them.
You were telling them. You think Preston kind of?
Preston probably was.
You're probably one of
the
them.
The main ones.
Yeah, he
was, and but we told them, you know, we needed everybody. We felt like we needed everybody. We didn't only need, you know, the black students. We needed, you know, all the students, everybody.
Yeah.
We weren't there just, you know, for a black thing. We were there to try to get some things done, you know, to help us. And we, you know, wasn't turning down anybody that offered, you know, to help, as long as it was, you know, being done without causing, you know, a lot of problems.
Did y'all feel like you as workers, as a group, pretty much calling the shots during the strike, or do you feel like you got pushed into this and that and sometimes find yourself in a position where you didn't really want to be in?
No, I didn't during the time of the strike. As, you know, after the strike was over and, you know, we looked back on it, we kind of sat down and talked to ourselves and laughed about a lot of things that happened and realized that we was influenced a lot in a lot of decisions and a lot of things by the black students, mainly.
Yeah.
About five of them.
Yeah, one person said that Eric Clay was really the one who, in the black students, who stood up to Preston more than anyone.
Yeah,
do you remember him, or do you remember other people besides? You said Jack McLean was one of the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
And Do you remember who were the strongest ones besides Preston, or the ones who were suggesting other things to Preston?
The girl, Beverly, I can't remember
I'll try to find
her first name, Beverly. Jack, Eric, there was a guy named Mike. It was quite a few, and they would really have arguments.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be, you know, like, you know, Preston said, well, I think, you know, we should do this and we should do that, or they should do this and they should do that. And we said, well, you know, we think we ought to do it this way or whatever. And they would really get together and argue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would have arguments. And finally, you know, I don't know, they'd get together on a decision. Sometimes they would overrule Preston. In a lot of incidents, I think they did, especially for us. Now, I know some of the black students, mainly Preston and a group of them was against a lot of the white students, mm-hmm. but then there were other black students mm-hmm. that, were forward, And mostly, we would make, decide what we were going to do. And they may, argue among themselves about it. But there were, only a few times that that we, actually let them make a decision that, and sometimes I think it came from the education level too. A lot of things they knew about the campus that we didn't know, about the administration, about politics, about, lots mm-hmm. of things that we didn't know. And I think that way, Preston could get next to us, more than just on the everyday level of, just to strike, what we wanted to do. I think maybe, there may have been once or twice that decisions were made that we didn't exactly agree with.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any other ones besides that time they went into Lenore? You didn't even know about that, right?
No, we didn't really know about it. Well, see, that was a lot of the way that they handled that thing. They kept us, they would do these things before they would have their meetings separate from us, and they would decide that they were going to do this and do the other. And when we knew about it, it would be happening or happen. I think we realized, a lot of things after it was over, after the strike was over. Then when the second strike came along, we had a lot more disagreements with the black students. That's when we had a lot of more disagreements.
Y'all fundamentally disagreed about the union, right?
Yeah, about the first time.
Uh-huh. And I mean, in the second strike, yeah,
they were against the union
altogether.
And so I think, we